Penguin Random House presents Vijayant at Kargil, The Biography of a War Hero by Colonel V.N. Thapar, Neha Divedi, read by Paul Thornton. To the fighting spirit of the Indian Army. To Tripta, a mother who, like many other army mothers, bore the pain of her loss with quiet dignity, courage and fortitude. And to the nation which came as one to support us in the time of crisis. And to Vijender, Roli, Vasundhara, the coming generation who will uphold the torch. To you, who are the sons and brothers of the departed, I see that the struggle to emulate them will be an arduous one. Pericles, Peloponnesian War, Athens. Foreword. It is a privilege to write a foreword to a book that celebrates the life of Captain Vijayant Thapar, Veer Chakra, VRC, who at the young age of 22 became a national icon, a symbol of exceptional bravery, dedication, patriotism and young military leadership. Written by his father, Colonel Virendranath Thapar, retired, and Neha Divedi, who would have been assisted by Vijayant's mother, Mrs. Tripta Thapar, and other members of the family and friends, this narrative cannot be more factual or authentic. This book takes you through Vijayant Thapar's life and introduces you to his family, school and college friends, the Indian Military Academy, IMA, and finally, his renowned unit, 2nd Battalion, the Rajputana Rifles. Vijayant was not an academic topper in school or college. His heart lay elsewhere, mostly outdoors. He imbibed the high qualities required for a military leader through the sanskar values handed down to him by four generations of army officers in the family, training in the National Cadet Corps and the IMA and the cantonment environment. The IMA is the fountainhead of military values, smartness, discipline, dignity, a strong sense of morality and integrity. Most important is its credo. The safety, honor, and welfare of your country come first, always and every time. The honor, welfare, and comfort of the men you command come next. Your own ease, comfort, and safety come last, always and every time. He honed his qualities of camaraderie, compassion, military traditions and honor during his short-lived tenure in his battalion. After reading Vijayant's letter addressed to dearest Papa, Mama, Birdie and Granny many years ago, I had wondered about his thoughts and feelings when he wrote it. This letter is proof of his love for his kin, for the Indian Army and the nation, hidden behind the casual, carefree call of a young man. Mike Lann of the Dirty Dozen, live life king size. There was a deep sense of compassion, regimental spirit, determination, and extraordinary devotion to duty. He wanted his family to be proud of and never forget the sacrifice of his men. His concern for the little girl Ruksana in Kashmir, even though he was staring death in the face, spoke volumes about his evolved and noble soul. How did a person of such a young age think of all this when he knew he was leading his team into close combat, where he would face the ultimate danger to his own life and that of his colleagues? This book has come as an explanation to all these thoughts of mine. Quite obviously, real courage lies in moving forward despite the presence of fear. Responsible leadership sublimates the fear of the unknown. During the historic Battle of Tololing on the night of 12th-13th June, he displayed this during the attack on Barbad Bunker, in which he led the assault with his platoon of A Company. During the Kargil War on 28th June 1999, I happened to visit the tactical headquarters of 8th Mountain Division, located near Dras. The General Officer Commanding, GOC, Major General, later Lieutenant General Mohinder Puri, briefed me about the progress made by his troops in the Dras sector. He mentioned that a battalion of 56th Mountain Brigade would be assaulting Nol and then capture the Three Pimples area early next morning. The task to capture Three Pimples had been given to the same battalion that had broken the stalemate at Tololing and given us the first battle victory, 2nd Battalion, the Rajputana Rifles. From our location, I could see the Three Pimples area clearly. It was a cluster of very sharp, craggy and imposing mountain tops. I could imagine the challenges the soldiers would face to get to and assault this feature. The time was around 3:30 p.m. On an impulse to encourage the battalion and to wish it good luck, I asked Mohinder Puri if I could be connected on telephone to Lieutenant Colonel, later Colonel M.B. Ravindranath, the commanding officer of 2 Rajputana Rifles. Ravindranath, along with his small party, was then located near the forming up location for the assault. He was taken aback when he learnt about the telephone call from the army chief. He spoke to me in whispers, probably due to his close proximity to the enemy. I inquired about the battalion and wished him and his men good luck in their mission. This must have been a rare occasion in military history when an army chief spoke to a battalion commander just when the latter was close to a forming up place in a battle. The next morning in the military operations room of the army headquarters, I was informed that the Three Pimples area had been recaptured. Our soldiers had fought gallantly, but the battalion had suffered heavy casualties. 3 officers, including Captain Vijayanta Thapar, and 8 soldiers had been martyred, while 52 other soldiers had been wounded. That was one of my saddest days of the war. The Battle of Nol and Three Pimples was one of the toughest fought by the Indian Army in Kargil War. A detailed account and the role and conduct of Vijayant in this battle has been given by the author. For his exceptional act of personal bravery and leadership, Vijayant was posthumously awarded the Veer Chakra. While the book remains focused on Vijayant, many serving soldiers and veterans like me will find it nostalgic too. Before signing off, I wish to pay my respects to the Thapar family. Ever since the Kargil War, despite the loss of their elder son, both Virendra and Tripta have shown tremendous courage and forbearance. They have addressed and inspired the youth of our nation whenever given such an opportunity. Vijayant, in his letter, had expressed a wish. Please, come and see where the Indian Army fought for your tomorrow. Year after year, Virendra has been visiting Dras until recently, climbing up to the spot where his son was martyred. This book is an excellent read. Towards the end, it may leave you choked up, as was my experience. It is also an important contribution to India's military history, leadership, and an inspiration to the youth of India. 28th March 2020, Panchkula. General V.P. Malik, retired, former Chief of Army Staff. Prologue. 28th June 1999. Finally, the time had come. Men with faces covered with camouflage paint, with the white of their eyeballs visible in the dark, started moving forward silently like ghosts, clutching their AKs tightly. Muscles taut, jaws clenched, they advanced towards the crest. Robin raised his right arm and everyone froze as a shell burst in the sky some distance away, followed by a rattle of fire from the hill about 800 meters ahead.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?